seat in the saddle. What better roof than the sky? What better song than the songs men sing when hearts are happy and spirits high? We're riding to the never, never.
Saturday Night Country, Australia's home of country music. I'm John Nutting. Of course, we're broadcasting around Australia on ABC Local Radio, internationally on Radio Australia, and we stream to the planet on the World Wide Web. Now, a few weeks ago, I was speaking with a bloke called Peter Pratt, and he's recorded a song called Riding on the Never Never. Now, it's been around for a while, this song, and I asked him about where it came from, and he said it was suggested by his producer, who Roger Corbett remembers as a young boy, singing this song in Sydney. Now, it's been a bit of a challenge for us, but we found the person who wrote the song, Riding on the Never Never. She's with us tonight around Australia. Her name's Letty Katz. Letty, thank you for joining us on Saturday Night Country. When did you write the song?
It would have been about 1945, I think. It was at the end of the war, and because I remember my husband was listening to the results. It was won the contest, and my husband was listening in New Guinea to the results of the contest. It was the Federation of Commercial Broadcasting Stations gave a £100 prize for a popular song, also another one for a ballad section, and oddly enough, my song was in the ballad, the popular section, and you wouldn't think it would have had any romantic appeal at all, you know. But I personally just wanted to write something that was as Australian as could be, and that was it.
It certainly was an Australian. Do you remember who recorded that song first?
Well, names spring to mind. George Trevor was there somewhere along the line, because these are now vinyls, you know, and I have nothing to play them on. But John McMahon and Bob Gibson, I think they were about the first.
Now, was it a big hit in those days?
Oh, yes, it went over very well. I was surprised because it had been all American music, you know, up till then. I was surprised at how much people did take to it. I think they must have just been waiting for something Australian.
Letty, with that particular song, though, that wasn't the first song you wrote or had recorded, was it?
It was. Not the first one I'd written. I wrote a few war songs that were played at, you know, concerts and things. But that was the first one that I had recorded and published.
So what were you doing at that time? Were you a musician, or what made you suddenly write these songs?
Well, I've studied music from when I was five, and I used to play by ear quite a bit, and then gradually I began to write my own music. What I'd used to do was pull to bits a popular song to see what made it tick, you know, how many bars of this and how many bars of that. And I started to write my own songs.
So you were looking at the formula of success, I suppose.
I hope so.
And you were successful with that. And look, I know you've written many songs, but the two songs that I know you for is the one that we've heard, Riding on the Never Never, the new version of that, and also the song A Town Like Alice.
Yes, that was the other one. Oh, that, in a way, did better, of course, because it was several years later, and people were becoming more used to Australians being able to do something. So far as I know, it was the first all-Australian song on the hit parades, as they were those days, you know. There had been one that had words by an Australian, but music by somebody else. And this, I think, was the first one.
So did you write that for the film, or did the film take that song?
Well, what happened was that I had written a song before, long before the film ever came out. I'd put it away in a box, which is what I mostly do with stuff that I write, because I can't sing myself. I never could. So, you know, just to go in a box till somebody would sing it. Then the ABC used to have a lovely orchestra that used to play at night, live music, you know. I sent it down to them when I knew that there was going to be a film of that title. I sent it down to them, and they played it. Oh, then I began to have requests from publishers and recording companies and so on, because they wanted to do something with it, but it was too late to put it in a movie or anything. So it came out at the same time. I was at the opening in Sydney of the film, played the piano in the foyer of the theatre, and Ray Dixon sang. I think, yes, Ray Dixon. They had a photo of Peter Finch and Virginia McKenna on the cover of the music.
And, of course, they were the principal characters in the film, the Neville Shute novel that was made into the film. And Peter Finch was the Australian scallywag soldier, and the love interest was the English Virginia McKenna. And it was a very strong story, and it was a big film of its day, wasn't it, Letty?
It was indeed. And the music used to be played as you going out the theatre after the film was over, you know, that sort of thing. It wasn't used in the film or as background, although Never Never has been used as background for a film, in part of it, for Dimboola. I don't know whether you ever saw that.
I did, and I don't recall hearing it there, but I'm going to have to revisit that film.
Yes, that was quite a bit of Never Never used in that. And in Once in Blue Hills too, I think.
Did it really pop up in Blue Hills? Well, I'll be.
I think at one stage, not as a regular thing, they had their own theme song, but it was used somewhere along the way.
Letty Katz, thank you for sharing those memories with us, and you wrote that songwriting on the Never Never back in 1945. It'd be very wrong of me, I suppose, but I'm still going to do it. Can I ask you how old you are now?
My mother always had I used to say to my mother, why don't you tell people how old? And she said, I don't want them to treat me like a little old lady. And so I'm afraid I'm going to say.
That's a most...
Treat me like a little old lady.
I wouldn't dare do that, but that's a fine response to my question. I thank you for that, Letty Katz.
How good you are at arithmetic.
Look, thanks for being with us. Thanks for letting us know about writing those songs. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you, Letty, around Australia.
Oh, thank you very much for giving me the chance to. Bye-bye.
Some folk like a place that's sophisticated, or where the sea is nearer. But give me a town situated in a scene by Namajira. A town like Alice is just the place for me. With my own piece of ground, the mountains around, that's where I'll